Hey there, fellow law entrepreneurs. Welcome to episode 419 of The Law Entrepreneur. I'm Neil Tyra, your East Coast host, once again with my good friend Sam Malai on the West Coast. And we are back again for another fantastic episode.
The last episode was great, and this one will be even better. Neil, I came up with this episode idea just this morning, and I'm like, there's no way I'm sharing this, but I have a super extra affinity to our listeners. I feel like these are our most loyal fans. So I'm like, I'm revealing some secrets today.
So well, I like this framework.
Let's do it. So the topic is how I'm scaling a personal injury law firm to 500 clients a month. It's not clickbait. It's real life. Earlier this month, I got an email from a colleague, a lawyer, law firm colleague, law firm owner that I actually worked with about 5-6 years ago. The story was back then is I basically figured out how to generate clients. And the most popular practice type in Los Angeles and California is personal injury. So when I figured things out, I made a hit list of all the personal injury lawyers that I knew. And I, one by one, I hit him up. Hey, can I have a meeting with you? Can I have a meeting with you? And, you know, out of the 15 meetings that I created in my hit list, there was like 14 meetings that I got. It was very easy for me to get those meetings. And one of those people that signed up was this law firm. At the time, pretty big law firm. They probably have, at the time, like 70, 80 people on their firm, a bunch of almost close to a dozen lawyers. And I was in charge. Well, not the only person, but I was one of their sources of generating clients for them. And at the time, I came up with the angle of generating Uber and Lyft accidents. And this is right when Uber and Lyft accidents was Uber and Lyft was picking up. So I came up with that angle, experimented with it, and lo and behold, because it was so early in the game, the leads and the clients started rolling in. And we were signing up 10 to 20 Uber and Lyft accidents a month for my campaigns. And I knew they were valuable, Neil, but I didn't realize how valuable they were until a couple of years later. These are like multi 6-7 figure cases very easily, each of them. And I was making it rain for them. And we did for like almost a year. And then they had some issues with their intake team where they couldn't keep up. And a lot of times when there's issues with intake team, usually the marketing team gets blamed. They let it go. You know, I moved on. I did other things. I was doing other things with other people. I was doing things for myself. And that was it. And then fast forward 4 or 5 years later, which is about a couple of weeks ago, I get an email. Hey, Sam, I'm actually looking at this screenshot of the email right now. Hope things are going well. Are you open to doing PI online marketing for us? We have a major treasure chest of money to spend, and we want to spend it the right way with the right person. Let me know if you'd like to chat. I'm like, hey, blank. I like, you know, great to hear from you. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate your kind words. A couple of questions. And this is my two questions that I usually ask when somebody, you know, approaches me that are looking to scale. Number one is, are you only doing PI in California? Any other states? So that for me is I looked for opportunities there to potentially go multi-state. And then second is, what are you currently spending money on? Google Ads, Facebook, what? What's your budget? You know, basically what are you currently doing when it comes to marketing? And then I said, the more clarity you provide me, the better. He quickly responded back to me, said, yes, we only do PI in California, all throughout California, but no other states. And we currently spend $600,000 through a company per month. And we are not doing any other marketing. And we basically, they're like concerned that they, you know, they have their eggs on one basket and they're very concerned that they're not diversified enough. Well, they're spending currently $600,000. And they also, they give me a budget that they have another close to that amount to spend per month on marketing. And I'm like, okay. And I started thinking about it. I'm like, what would I do? What would I do, you know, in their situation? How would I spend my money? And what would I do to scale up the law firm? I created a plan. And this plan that I'm about to share with our listeners, it taps into something that every law firm can apply. Because I always try to go after the lowest hanging fruit. It's applying the Pareto principle. You know, what are the 20% of things that you could do that bring 80% of your results? And it's also the easiest. So we're going to tap into that. And then also it's going to tap into a specific source that I think will be very helpful, especially when you do the lowest hanging fruit. So here's the plan. And Neil, again, secret sauce is galore today. And then again, you don't have to be a personal injury law firm to get value from this podcast.
Yeah. Can I just jump in here, Sam? Because before we get started, I want people to understand that you don't have to have $1 million to spend per month. Okay. The framework that Sam is going to lay out here would be perfectly acceptable and applicable if you wanted to add 5 clients a month.
Yes.
Right? And then scale it up from there, because there's no difference. You'll see in the steps here, there's no difference in what steps to take on if you're trying to attract 5 a month or 500 a month. If you've got $1,000 a month to spend or $1 million a month to spend. Okay. This is all scalable. So we're going to start, you know, think of the steps and then how much can you spend time and money wise on those steps.
Great point. And everything I'm about to share with our listener is exactly what my Legal Academy helps with. Literally this, coming up with a strategic plan and having implementers that could set up these systems for you. And you own all these assets. There's nothing that we build that we just own. This is all building your infrastructure with our resources and specialties of people that could do this for you. So have that in mind. And that is mylegalacademy.com. So I just have to put it out there. All right, so let's get started. Stage number one is we need to build up our Google reviews. Low hanging fruit of getting more local clients is to get more Google reviews. So I evaluated the law firm and there were 2 issues, Neil. One is they didn't have enough reviews. And number two, they had relatively, not too bad, but that they didn't have a 5.0 star Google reviews. So basically we want to, first of all, clean up. There's ways to clean up the negative reviews. Let's do that. There are reputation management companies that could clean up the reviews that might be left by competitors or people or conflict of interest, the kind of issues. So we want to clean those issues up to get the review ratings up. And then 2 is we want to create an automated system to at least get over 100 Google reviews. That's level 1. Every law firm minimum should have triple digit law number of Google reviews. If you don't, you're not going to be able to compete with law firms that do. If you're single digit, you're going to be beaten up by double digits, and the double digit is going to be beaten up by the triple digit. The triple digit is going to be beaten up by the 4 digits. So how many digits do you want? And, you know, who's going to be the bigger fish is the way you got to think about it. So minimum based on where they are, minimum 100 is our first initial goal. Then the second goal is to get to 250 reviews, then 500 reviews, and hopefully 1,000 is where we want to eventually get. And they definitely have enough clients to get there, by the way, because this week I actually got data back about how many clients that they settled. They have 608 settled clients just in the past 12 months. Well, that's a lot of clients to be able to ask Google reviews from, especially when you have a good automated system and a good script to be able to do this. We share this recipe inside of our program. It's also inside of Lawyer Club, automated with the perfect script to get at least about 40% of people that you put this through usually will leave you a review. So 40% of 600 is about 250. So 250 plus the amount of clients that they have, if you implement the system, which we are right now, they should get well above 300 Google reviews from the system. Step number 1, clean up your Google reviews and get more Google reviews using an automated collection system.
And I think that is the low hanging fruit. And I think it's the minimum that you must do in order to promote your firm. Who's going to have better things to say about you than satisfied clients? Now, hopefully you're generating a lot of satisfied clients. But if you're not capturing their satisfaction in a review, and let's face it, everybody uses Google reviews, and there's good reasons why you would want your reviews on Google and not elsewhere. I mean, people do their search in Google, and you're going to get an extra benefit from search engine optimization by having a minimum of 100 reviews. 100 Google reviews. So it, like you said, it's the low hanging fruit. It's the bare minimum that you need to do. And the data is there.
And let's continue the low hanging fruit, Neil. Number 2, stage 2 is to optimize their Google My Business for maximum local visibility. Okay. Very easy. Optimizing just means having a photo shoot day to take pictures of your office, both interior, exterior, of your team, and anything else you can take pictures around your office. You have a picture photo day. Next day is you go upload those and name them correctly and make sure it has the right location, especially if you take pictures on your iPhone. Make sure you have the location targeting in there so it has the metadata of the location so Google knows that these are real pictures of your office. Upload those into Google My Business. And then every single setting or any place where there's a description or words that you could add to your profile for your Google My Business, you want to make sure that's super optimized. And that's for that, use a GPT, which is basically like a GMB Google My Business profile optimizer, where you're able to say, hey, you know, create my Google My Business description and make sure to include my main buzzwords in there so that it's optimized and it has those words. And what you want to do is make sure that it's filled out correctly with the right buzzwords, all that stuff, and you optimize it. That's it. It's very simple. Add pictures, make sure enough, and then you know, fill out the description. And the last thing is, if you can make some posts, especially if you get a VA to consistently make a couple of Google My Business posts consistently on a daily basis, minimum on a weekly basis, that is, it just shows to Google, hey, that you're a real business who has this information about them and that you're consistently active on this account. You know, just like every social media account, you know, the more active you are, the more things that you create, the more it shows the algorithm that this is a person you should probably pay attention to. You give them more of a reason to track the right people to your firm. Low hanging fruit that nobody does, Neil. So optimize your Google My Business. Super simple.
Yeah, I also like to put a video on my Google My Business page because, again, if I can link out to YouTube, I think there's added value from an SEO perspective there.
Great point. Yes, Neil. Especially, Neil, a very raw, real, transparent, normal talking head video recorded on your phone. You do not need this fancy videos. If anything, those are counterproductive. It makes you look a little bit too out there. Instead, if you just take a camera horizontally, record a video, and you talk directly to your potential clients, hey, I'm Bob. If you've been having, you know, issues with your family, whatever, and you need to sort these things out, and you talk in those terms, and you're very transparent and raw and real, those videos do really, really, really well, especially placed in a perfect place, like a Google My Business profile, when people are looking you up and searching you. So let's go to stage three. It's something that a lot of people miss is setting up call tracking. It's the foundation of marketing is you need to know where your leads are coming from, especially when it comes to your calls. So that means having a dedicated tracked phone number for each source. So one tracked phone number for your Google My Business, another tracked phone number for your Google Ads, another one for Google LSA, another one for your website. A lot of people struggle with this when it comes to attribution. You know, how'd you find me? And, oh, they said Google. Well, Google can mean a lot of different things. It can mean that they searched for you. It could also mean they came from locally from Google My Business. It could have came from a blog, you know, from your blog article. We need to know where it's coming from so that we could double down on it. If we evaluate it and we receive that we're getting, you know, 15 Google My Business calls, 2 website calls, okay, maybe we should spend more time on our Google My Business and stop doing other things. So from the get-go, do we have a good call tracking system? For that, Neil, we use CallRail, very easy. It's literally meant for phone call tracking. Gives you dedicated phone numbers. It's attributed. It records it. It shows if there's missed calls, all that stuff, everything you could possibly imagine. There's also some really good AI features. It shows if your intaker is talking too much and it's able to, you know, give scores, all that good stuff. That is stage three. Make sure that your law firm has call tracking set up.
So and don't be afraid to drill down. You know, just how did you hear about us, Google? That's not sufficient. You want tools to help refine that. But even at that point, you want to make sure your intake team knows enough to drill down and get real specific as they can. Do you recall which ad it was that, you know, enticed you to call? What about that ad? Just, you can do it in a way that isn't, you know, creepy and extracts more information. The more information you can get as to where your calls are coming from, the more value you're going to obtain.
Totally. Attribution is key. Stage four, I ask myself, now we're kind of good, put the fundamentals, low-hanging fruit down, but still sticking with the framework of simple, low-hanging fruit kind of marketing campaigns. Well, I see Google LSA as one of those easiest marketing client sources that a lot of law firms can set up for their law firm. very easy to set up. It's very easy to attribute, very easy to know what your cost requisition is. We want to get that off the ground. And Neil, I was one of literally the first lawyer who tapped into this before Google LSA came out. I remember, I don't know how long, it was like 4 or 5 years ago, when I was like searching for some kind of home service, and I found a very particular looking Google listing for like plumbing, plumbers. I'm like, what is this? And it was basically, it was like Google LSA for plumbers. I'm like, interesting. I wondered if this exists for lawyers. And I searched it and there was no articles about it. There was one marketing company who wrote about, oh, Google LSA for lawyers, not released yet, but you know, join our beta program when it gets released. So I provided my contact information. And then about 6 months later, I get a call. Hey, Sam, would you like, we just got onboarded as Google's certified partner. And we're part of the super early beta kind of testing phase for Google LSA for lawyers. Would you like to be one of the first people? I'm like, hell yeah. I got onto it. I set it up. I went through all the motions. I learned everything about it. And I did it. And I'm like, whoa, this is working. And also because it was such an early, you know, early adopter, you know, it was a good first couple of years of, you know, maximizing that. And still to this day, it's still a low hanging fruit. And it's also, again, very easy to do. The way that Google LSA works is you just give it a budget. There's some settings, but it's not too crazy. But you, for the most part, you just create a budget, a monthly, I think a weekly or monthly budget. And you say, I'm willing to pay. Yeah, weekly budget. And you say, I'm willing to spend max this much per incoming call. And you create your budget and that's it. And you kick back and you receive calls for prospects that are looking to, you know, hire a lawyer for that specific niche. There's some intricacies in there, like what special kind of settings. There's also very important to be able to make sure that you pick up on every single phone call, because that's kind of like your rating about how well you do. So, but relatively easy, especially if you have, it also taps into your Google reviews, Neil. So that's why we kind of want to set the foundation with a good amount of Google reviews, because your Google reviews get shown in your Google LSA listing. Well, if you have 300 Google LSA listings, your competitor have only 40 and, you know, 60, they're going to most likely click on yours to be able to call you. So Google LSA is going to be our first main primary source that we're going to tap into first. Easy to set up, not too much to do. And again, make sure that it's all tracked so that we can track how much we're spending, how many calls we're receiving, how many of those were qualified, and how many that we actually signed up, so we can figure out our cost acquisition to make sure that aligns with the law firm's goals. If it does, then we're going to try to spend as much as we can. And which leads to stage five, we want to scale this up, scale this to $250,000 a month and beyond. We're probably going to start off with, I don't know, X amount, probably $30,000, $50,000 to make sure it's coming in. And, you know, make sure the tracking is right, make sure it's being picked up. But as soon as we see any clear indication that it's working, then we're going to, you know, be very aggressive and kind of scale it up very quickly.
Can I just point out for some of our listeners, if you are a Clio user, Clio has recently implemented an integration with Google LSA so that you can create your Google LSA program from inside Clio Grow, and you can tie those two together. And it's really a very simple setup. And if you're a Clio client, Clio has expertise available to help you manage that process. So you really can leverage that entree into using Google LSAs very easily. And you only get charged for the calls that go that are made. So it's not the impressions, it's the actual follow through that you get charged with. And one of the things that I liked about it when I implemented it is that because of the way it works, you get an email that has a recording of the call that the person made, which did two things for me. I could sit back and listen and do some troubleshooting and refine my LSA campaign based on that. But I also use a virtual receptionist, and it allowed me to listen in on how the virtual receptionist is responding to these cold calls. And it was very illuminating. So again, if you're a Clio client, you know, check that out.
Amazing. And that is something that we could this that we just shared with you is something that's implemented within 30 days and scaled up. And then as soon as we know, we put that low hanging fruit, then the next stage is to expand to our secondary sources, which is Facebook ads and TikTok ads. That's his own world. And that's something that we specialize in inside of My Legal Academy. And these types of ads on Meta and TikTok change all the time. And that is actually one of our secret sauces about what's working now, what type of ads are working now. That's my world that I'm spend on literally on a daily basis. What's working, what's not, how to optimize things, how to be on early trends early. And I created, good news is, Neil, we created a system out of this so that all of our members inside of My Legal Academy take advantage of this. That means I have a couple of graphic designers and people that work with me internally to scale up my own law firms. And from that recipe, they learned the recipe. It works. And I'm very, you know, I share what those recipes are all across all of our teams. And then that team goes and creates template ads that across multiple practice types that our team uses to help lawyers set up the same ads for their own law firms. And we're basically sharing the recipe of the winning ads that I, you know, figure out from my own money, from literally $1 million a month that I'm spending on ads, apply those same frameworks to scale up our members' ads. So this is it. $1 million recipe, more than $1 million. I think our goal, again, is to get to 500 clients a month very easily. Probably going to give it 3 to 6 months for us to get there. We already created good momentum with cleaning up the reviews, collecting more Google reviews, applied to get approved for Google LSA, you know, getting that up and running. And then so we could expand to Meta ads and TikTok ads.
Yeah. So just briefly, Sam, I mean, we talk about Lawyer Club and we talk about My Legal Academy. And, you know, Lawyer Club is a free resource that anybody who's listening or watching can take advantage of. And you're going to find things like what Sam just went over, this 5-step program for you to download and apply to your own firm. But then if you are ready and you, amongst other things, you've got the fruits of all these other data packages that Sam makes available through Lawyers Club, then when you're ready to step up to Google ads, Meta ads, TikTok ads, that's where My Legal Academy comes in, specifically in that area. There's a lot of other places that MLA can serve the user, but that's specifically one in terms of growing your business.
For sure. So the whole point of Lawyer Club is we're democratizing the information. We're giving away all the information, not holding anything back, resources and everything. And then My Legal Academy is the implementation of that information, because ultimately the implementation is what truly matters. So everything that I share here, everything that we talk about in these podcasts, if you're looking to grow and you're actually looking to get this implemented, we created like literally the perfect program for this called My Legal Academy that will help you do this. So if you haven't already, please go to mylegalacademy.com to book a call. It'd be a really good conversation. And our members are literally making moves. That we have a bunch of case studies that are posted of our lawyers who are implementing these systems with ads and automations and virtual assistants and everything you possibly think about that are growing, automating and scaling. And honestly, just having control of their life and, you know, actually enjoying the process, not just being a burned out lawyer, but feeling like they're in control. That is really empowering, because that's the ultimate goal. I want everybody to be in control of their life and realize that it's all in your hands. We're not tied. We don't have to be lost in this big system of the 9-to-5 grind. No, that we only have one life to live. Let's be good at it. Let's make other people around us better. And let's also enjoy the time throughout the time, throughout the process.
Absolutely.
All right. Hope you got value from this. I know you did. If you can't, if there's one personal injury lawyer that you could share this with, or someone else who's kind of struggling or whatever that is, they're looking to scale this, what we shared with you is the secret recipe. Share it with them. It works. I could possibly do a 6-month update on this, Neil, and share the results of it. And yeah, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you in the next episode.
All right. Take care.
Thanks for listening to The Law Entrepreneur. If you found value in the show, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you're listening. And don't forget to share the episode with a friend. It could help transform their life. To get access to a treasure trove of exclusive free resources for lawyers, go to joinlawyerclub.com. Again, that's joinlawyerclub.com. We'll see you on the next episode.